I remember telling my artist, I was like, I want them to make sure they're black. And I was like, make sure, obviously, that they have like a nice ass. Can I say ass on here?
Yeah, you can say, we've been saying fuck shit, damn.
Okay. I wanted to make sure like they had a, like a nice ass, that they had curves, all of that. And I didn't want them to go with the...
What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how it is when we're on the mic together. Lean back, relaxing in your car, your bed, your shower, whatever medium place you decided to pick me up. I'm so happy that you did. I love each and every one of you. You know we got a great show for you today. As always, I've got my brother with me. Say what up to the people, bro.
Yo, shout out to the people. You know, it's me, Virgil. Shout out to everybody cleaning your house to this podcast right now. Ooh, you know, it's always important to keep your dirty fucking house together. You know, this is the perfect time to do it. If you got an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, preach.
Get in there. Get in there. And
you see, the beginning shit's not for me, man. It's not for me. I'm never good. I'm always insulting the listenership. Low-key when I start.
You can't help it, man. You're a sarcastic motherfucker, and it's always going to be the way. But I got you, bro. I got you as far as the people go. They know you're lovable.
Side note, you know what's going to be crazy when we actually put this episode out? People are going to be like, didn't you wear that last pod? No. I was just editing a video, and I was like, damn, he was wearing this exact same outfit, except for the hat. The hat was different. But you know how it goes.
Yeah, cool. We just released those like separate. Guys, yeah. A little peek into the back and behind the scenes. All of this BS aside, you know how we like to do our intros. We have someone here who wears so many different hats. I'm talking, she got something for you, your wife. Well, not so much for you, but mostly for your wife, your dog, your girl.
You might be a lady who got a wife, you know?
I was about to say, some of you niggas like you too. Like, there's a niggas is a universal term. I feel like that's the one pronoun that doesn't get
right
used.
right. We got male niggas, female niggas, dog niggas, the whole nut.
We got a fantastic guest here. Will you please introduce yourself, ma'am?
Hi guys, it's Saria, or it's Rhea Parker, whichever one you want to call me. But yeah, I'm here today with everybody.
Oh my god, you guys got Rhea Parker. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Oh my god, is that Rhea Parker? You guys
holy shit. Well-Spoken Token is on the map. Oh my god.
It's Hermothy. It's Hermie Neutron.
Oh my god, it's her.
It's her.
It's Hermione herself.
Basically.
Yo.
Everybody bow the fuck down. Bow
down, because if you guys don't know who Miss Rhea Parker is, you probably already do. You've probably seen some of her awesome freaking lingerie. You've seen some of her fantastic freaking cosplays. She's out here really doing the work for the people. She's highly respected, easily recognized. We did it, y'all. We here, guys. I can't believe it.
We really did it, man. We really did it. Oh my god, it's crazy.
Y'all, sorry. All that dick riding aside. Hey, we are so happy to have you here. Yeah. So, like, got some stuff for you real quick. I realized something. You've never actually been on a podcast before. Am I right?
No, not really. I mean, like, I've been on things, but, like, podcasts? No, this is my first, so...
Okay. Hold on. You say
we got the token. We did it.
I mean, like, I've talked to people before, but, like... Here we are. We made it.
Podcast. Very, very, very natural on mic presence. So it's almost like you never, it doesn't matter if you're never.
It's like, exactly. It's like she just stepped right in here, media train.
Too much.
No, you don't talk too much. We know niggas that talk too much. You don't talk too much.
You don't talk too much at all. That I would never say that in the slightest about
this me. Nigga talks too much, but
I do.
And it's okay. In the upcoming episodes, y'all will see how much this nigga talks. But.
No, seriously, it's bad last few days.
We might be done. We might be cooked.
We need a Rhea Parker. We need her now.
Yeah, right. Do it for the image.
Straight up though, I have to ask, because as a businesswoman, right? Is it always like this in the apartment? Because if you guys don't notice, look back there. Look at all that work she got. That's money. That's money right there.
That's money.
Yeah,
that's the bricks.
So I would say,
right there.
With when inventory gets delivered, it's like this, but this is like maybe 5% of what's actually coming. So that's a lot.
It's only a mere fraction of the weight we be moving.
Small. I'm waiting for customs to release stuff right now.
Right. And you know what's crazy? I always admire when like clothing. I don't want to say, what's the word I'm looking for?
I just. Oh,
good clothing. Designers? People who sell clothes, I always admire.
No, I got
when
you.
When they get it sent to themselves and then they distribute it to their customer base, mm-hmm. rather than doing like direct to,
yeah. or relying on like relying on somebody in a different country.
Yeah, because China be tripping sometimes, and they don't want to make sure you get your shit. If you get to Rhea, she gonna make sure you get it.
Oh yeah, and I have like ways that I like things to look as well, especially mm-hmm. like. I happen to have a box right here, but this what? Is like, I'm like, I have it like right here in arm's reach, but this box like right here is what some of the lingerie and some of the VIP pajama sets will be going into.
Very interesting. Where did you get the box made?
Oh, so I designed it, but I got another manufacturer to like make it and stuff for me. And it has like a little satin lining.
It's got satin lining. Oh my God. That's why the price like that, nigga.
Right? Oh, so I wanted something that's collectible because I'm a big collector. So like a lot of my stuff that I make, that's why it's like exclusive and like for people to collect it. And they could put this on like their bookshelf and start collecting the boxes that I designed to see which ones they get and stuff like that.
That's very, it's deeper than business. And that's what I always admire about like different, God, what's the word? I don't want to keep saying distributor.
That thought process of like, what's this going to look like on a shelf? Like, right. What's the collector mindset?
What you're buying is actually an item that we intend for you to have and not exactly. just fucking...
And it's not a piece of like manga, like how you have manga on your.
No, it's giving omnibus.
Yeah, and then like the front was based on the Make Out Paradise from Naruto with Kakashi reading it. It's literally almost the same thing.
Can the boys see the font? We can't see the font. Can you get the boy? Look at that. That's that Ichi. Goodness. Yeah, I mean,
like I have that just like the book from the anime and everything.
Yeah, so, go cop that.
Go get that.
Right.
No. Okay. So we've got your own designer packaging. So I love the fact that you're actually coming with these designs and like reaching out to the. What's the process, right? Like for you, because it's like it sounds like you have multiple individual, like multiple companies. Or multiple
there's a lot of not hats. What the fuck is the anyway? I'm bad with words today, but
lots of networking, obviously. Yeah.
There's a lot of different armed like branches on this tree. So like, mm-hmm. what's going on? What's the process?
I usually go to like a manufacturer and I ask them to do samples for me and to know the quality of what's going to actually come to you in the final is by paying for samples, which samples are between like, could be anywhere from 100 to 200 or more. Yeah, I found out to make a bag, it's like 250 per sample. And I was just like, whew.
You want me to give what?
Because I'm the type that I like making multiple samples at once. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, can I get 5 bags? And then times that by 250.
Right. Like, that's fucking math.
All right.
That's $125,000. That's not $120,000. Don't get that. That's bad math. Don't do that.
Right. I had my current manufacturer that does both all of my lingerie, they do the nightwear, they do anything that I want. Sometimes they're like, would you rather just go with one of our designs that we have now? And I'm like, no, we're doing my custom stuff.
No, nigga, get with me.
Right? I'm like, we're doing what I want to do. And they'll like charge me. They used to charge me like 100 per design, like 150. So if I'm producing like 4 designs per launch, that's like 400. But recently they're like, nah, we're cool. We know you're going to be like bringing all this money back to us.
Right.
To pay us. So we're doing samples for free for you now. And I'm like, okay.
That's beautiful. Oh my God. Why y'all love me so much?
Yes.
Capitalism working for you. That ass on her like, hold on. I was about to fuck up and be like,
no, you were about to fuck up because you brought up the C word. You were like, capitalism is like, no, wait, stop.
That's my safety net right there. So what's interesting for me, right, is that like, you seem to work alone. Where's your safety net? Like, what do you just dove right in here. You got so much.
Oh my gosh.
I got right. And you do all the designs seemingly by yourself.
So I got like, homegirls that's like, yo, her thing is be thanging, and I just be looking. I'm like,
we got one homie that's like, oh my god, are you serious? She's so dope. Oh my god, how does that work?
I mean, like,
safety we love you, Ty.
Lord, safety net. I don't really know what a safety net is per se, and I will do things and just jump right into it. Mm-hmm. Not much of thought, not much of like, what if this fails? Like, my biggest thing people tell me is like, I have no fear. And that is really, that's true.
You're dead of them, really.
that is true. Maybe like something scary, but like, other than that, that's like,
when you get on a roller coaster, yeah. That's the question.
Oh, like, no, I love roller coasters. I just,
oh, yeah, she ain't got no fucking fear, boys. Like, I look at them shits like, hell nah.
So wait, no. Wait, no demons, no zombies. Like, none of that.
Like, I hate all of that. I hate like zombies, all of that.
Oh, that's the line.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Don't, nigga, hey, look,
is that a stegosaurus? Earth? Get that shit the fuck away from me.
Hey, is that a goddamn brachiosaurus, man? That is unreally huge.
Not a triceratops. Like, fuck that.
I just lose it, but, you know, there's a ride at Disney with dinosaurs.
We never been to Disney.
You've never been to Disney? Yeah, well, the first time I went to Disney, which was last year, I went on it and I kept my eyes closed the whole time. I was just there for my friend. That was it. And it was horrible.
Because there was so many dinosaurs, of course.
Yeah, there were too many dinosaurs. She loved it, but right. I was like screaming the whole time. But I really just have no fear of things. And that's probably what's pushed me like so far. Because like, even with my cosplay and stuff, I started basically from nothing with no income. I didn't have a job or anything. I was just like, I'm just building stuff in my room. And I just started recording. Mm-hmm. And people were just coming along for the ride. They were going for it.
They was like, wow, we love this. What platform did you first start like releasing your stuff on?
Instagram, actually. So, and I was using Instagram stories, but in a way that it was like I was doing a TV show every day. Where I would probably have 50 to 80 stories people have to click through to watch, and people were watching them.
They'll just going for
work
it.
And just click through watching me like do whatever I was doing that day and teaching them live, not even live streaming. I wasn't even live streaming.
Right. But you was almost, because stories, I'm imagining. So like looking at your content kind of starts in like 2017, 2018 region. And thinking about the landscape of how
pre-pandemic, all that awesome shit.
Like, so looking at the landscape of like how content creation was kind of going at the time, like stories weren't new, but they weren't utilized nearly as much as they were today. So like you pop in, it's like, wow, holy shit, it's not just some dude taking a picture of his fucking sandwich.
It was actually me talking to the camera at them, and they would be like, wow, it feels like you're actually here with me. And I'm like, yeah, one day I just like put my phone up and I just hit go. And
with no tripod, or did you at least have a tripod?
No tripod. Okay, so here's the thing. That's even the now, yes, even now, my friends will come over and it's kind of janky. That's better than what I have right now.
You was just sitting it on there. Tape. You had a takeout like, box.
Tape stuff to it. I would find like a pole or something and just tape my phone around and just angle it if I could, or
the
like,
actual trenches.
It was rough. It was so rough. Even now I'll do it and my friends are just like, did you just use like a gorilla pod, like one of those bendy ones to like hold your phone?
Yes, I did.
Like, I had to learn in the beginning.
That's what our younger brother was doing that when he was trying to do a phone documentary before like motherfuckers was doing that. Uh-huh. He would just like take his phone and go to like creative places and just tape his shit up.
Yeah, and just keep going.
Right. This angle gonna be crazy.
The difference between you and him was that he never actually like released the shit. Released in him, and I'm like, yo, it's a lane, and people are realizing now, like, of course, hindsight's 2020. It's like, oh damn, like these are the lanes of the places I should have moved in forever ago. So it just something drove you to just be like, hey, look, I'm just gonna turn it on, and here's stories the medium. Like, that's
I was kind of bored at my house because around that time I got out of college and I was suffering. Well, not suffering, I still have it, but I have an autoimmune disease that had me like sick and like in the house. And my parents were just like, you need to find something that makes you happy, because right now you're just laying in here.
You depressing the fuck out of us. You need to figure your shit out.
Because I'd be waiting for them when they get home.
Mm-hmm. Like, Mom, Dad, wow. Hey, let me tell you about my day.
Real quick. Not a dog. I know.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing nothing really. And they're just like, find something that you can use your time with while you're trying to like heal your own body and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And cosplay before, like when I was in high school and stuff, it was just like, that was expensive. Like even my dad looked at me and was just like, you want to go to these conventions? You want cosplays? Mm. You need all this?
And was he sponsoring a lot of that? Or were you just like...
my dad would go with me, but he felt like he was too old for like going to
conventions and stuff. Yeah,
he feels that. And even now, like taking my younger brother, I've started to take him. And I'm like, Dad, you want to come? And he's just like... I just feel like I've outgrown that. And I'm like,
yeah.
But you said that like when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, right.
Are your parents nerds? Yeah. Are they
Are they into all of the anime? Like, are they into stuff?
My dad and I, like, we're really into that. My mom, she is still a nerd. She's not into anime or anything. But if you wonder where I get like all the technical stuff and like breaking things apart and building it back together.
She's handy.
She's like a computer. So she's like they both are, but my mom's like the one that like if you go to her asking all the specs on the computer, like what you need, how to like break it apart, put it back together.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how I make the NVIDIA 1020 act like a 3080.
That's a fantastic meld right there. Like
it's big, like I get it from both sides with them. My dad is more like superheroes. Right. It's so cool.
That's a blessing, yeah.
Like, you should see them with my 3D printers. They'll be like, what's wrong with it? When I'm like fiddling with it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to figure it out. And we'll all just gather around and like each take turns.
As a family, we troubleshoot. That's beautiful.
That's goals.
No, that is goals. Like of all the things, like I'll watch Instagram couples and be like, I don't want that shit. But if I saw people like huddled around a 3D printer trying to figure that shit out, I'd be all like, that should be me.
But when the pandemic started, my dad was on my story a lot because actually there will be times that he'll mention, oh, I want to try out this product. And I was like, well, I got the numbers. Let me reach out to the company. And there was one promotion where, do you guys remember when all the toilet paper just disappeared? Like, and yeah.
So I've always hoarded toilet paper, so
it disappeared. My dad was obsessed with getting a bidet, and I had mentioned it on Twitter.
A crazy mother. Yeah. No, your father's smart and like crazy. We love that.
The company reached out to me and was like, we'll send you a free bidet.
A free bidet for the free
bidet? Yeah, they did it because they were like, my dad loved it. They saw him in a video with me and us talking about it. And they were just like, yeah, we'll send you one. And I was like, oh.
That's right, boys and girls. Rhea Parker can sell a bidet. If she can sell a bidet, you gonna buy this shit.
She can sell a bidet in America. Y'all understand how public we are about our...
There is no real bidet market in America. But Rhea and her dad figured it out.
We did
figure it out, and that was his happiest moment like ever, because
getting the free bidet.
Yeah. He loves it so much.
This shit precious. This is precious.
Like, is he a dad joke person?
Yeah, he is. He's so goofy. He's so sweet and goofy.
So, have you told him?
Well, I mean, no, you got to be a goofy dude to really be like, no, I want the free bidet, and I'm gonna see it through.
Yeah, he was on me like, you better get on it now. Did you send them that email to confirm her address?
Yeah. Don't make sure we're not the only 5'11" in the neighborhood. So make sure that they get the.
I don't want nobody else's butt on this bidet.
Right, that's my bidet with your name on it.
As soon as it arrived, he was just like, can we open it now? He was like, so excited.
The bidet unboxing video would have been crazy. Bidet
has arrived.
We did something on my story. Like, this was, I guess, this was before the pandemic or when the pandemic started. We did something on my video. And although you couldn't do a review where you tried it out for the first time, I remember.
Yeah, that would be. I wasn't good on that.
Yeah, I remember standing outside the bathroom and I was recording for my stories and he tried it and people could just hear him like screaming in the bathroom.
Whoa!
Oh, Jesus. Oh!
That's exactly how he was.
A game changer, really.
God is good.
Shout out to the big J, hey, man.
Easterners really knew what time it was, man.
Sheesh. How I live without this.
Yes. That's fantastic. My whole life.
Who would have thought it started with a bidet for Rhea Parker? Hold on.
Can honestly, I tell a crazy story real quick? It is pretty wild, right?
Because are you sure you want to do this today?
I got a bat 1,000.
We did the bidet thing.
This is gonna do it. I'm not gonna strike out this one.
All right, do it. Go for it. I'll cut it out if it is.
I know you will. You got so much editing work to do. I've come off the cuff a lot. Okay. So my icebreaker question, right? Became like when I was in high school, you wipe sitting or standing?
I'll kill you, bro. Don't do
okay.
I'll kill you.
The reason that I was even like, why, like the reason that this became my like ultimate like litmus test for people, right? Was that like I was doing a show, like they'd asked me to participate in the senior show.
We were doing Annie Get Your Gun.
Annie Get Your Gun. And so, they would ask me to participate, and the boys' dressing room has like, it's basically like just one big bathroom, and there's one bathroom. There's like one stall, and it's got a door, right?
That's three stalls. I'll never forget because I fucking hated this conversation.
I'd have never used the bathroom there. I'm very phobic about like, you know, all
using
that
bathrooms.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I'm just not a bathroom person. So the bidet is very interesting. So like everybody's around, all the dudes are like changing and stuff like that. There's a dude in the closed off bathroom, right? And everybody's like changing. Life is normal. This guy opens the door and he's like, and he's on the toilet already. That's a no-no for me. I'm like, hold on. My nigga, no. And mind you, it's not a nigga. It's a very awesome.
No, he's a young Republican white boy.
Young redhead who just opened the door and just from out of the blue, he just asks us all, poses the question to the room, addresses us all, and almost in a power play. Like he just really.
Now that is a powerful position. And
that's like vulnerable. He's being vulnerable.
No, he was being vulnerable in a way that was like, anything you say to me matters not. And yeah, I'm like, bro, no, go to hell.
Nothing to him at that moment.
So he goes, do you wipe sitting or standing, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, in my brain, I was like, obviously, bro, you stand up. Mm-hmm. And then there was another person across the room was like, dude, you stand up? I sit down. And then
all of a sudden,
the entire room erupted in this incredible discussion about like everybody's like habits. And
yeah,
I realized,
standing and sitting down. Yeah,
I learned so much about everybody
was in that moment. Still on the toilet and stuff too.
Yeah, he opened the stall and just asked a question. It made me want to choke the fuck out of him. But that was me.
Here now, because like now all of us are here having this conversation, and you're still sitting there with the door.
Wow, you're so powerful right now. Oh my god.
And that made me go,
no, I hate him for that. I will always hate him for that.
So that question goes out
because it was checkmate, right? At that point.
My dad, he was just like, oh yeah, the bidet saved us just in case like all the toilet paper goes away. And I was like, dad,
always have clean asses.
Always.
Just like, we don't have to worry about anything if everybody steals on the toilet.
Did he do the math on how much money he saved, right?
That's a great dad question.
Oh, yes, he did. He always does that.
That's a dad question. It's like, oh, yeah. How much money are we saving by
No, he utilized it to my mom. He did like a whole PowerPoint for her because at the time he was trying to convince her why we needed a bidet. And then here I come, like, we'll just do a promotion for this company. And he was like, free bidet, you see?
You see what I'm talking about? No, but that's so amazing. Like, that is probably the cutest family story I've ever heard.
Absolutely. And on top of that, like, you literally get to be like, yo, no family, I got it. I can get this.
I can procure us a free bidet.
No, all the time, like, they would be like, man, we want this. And I'm like, I can get it. Like, right. And that's like young me. When I was younger, I'd be like, I can get this for free, just let me email the company.
That was your whole, so that's been your MO for a while.
Yeah, like literally I taught myself how to do all of like the marketing, the outreach, the networking. I took like hours all the time that I was spending in my room just like chilling and resting. That was me just on the internet researching stuff and learning how to do marketing and teaching myself. And I was like, dang, I learned faster than I did in college, but dang.
Right. No, as an adult trying to learn things that I am actually interested in, like, mm-hmm. it's been like a night and day process. In mm-hmm. high school, I was like, fuck that. I don't care about that. I'm not doing that.
I don't get that.
Right.
Who cares about Ishmael and them? Give a damn. But now that I'm like an adult, I'm like, yo, no, I really got to know this shit. And I'll learn it.
I need to figure out chroma key like bad. Like, it was like, hold on.
Right. Control F. Shout out to Control F. But so what sparked that? Because like for a lot of young men, there's like this pipeline of like, especially now since like 2017, mm-hmm. about when you started, there's this pipeline of like, oh, we like Gary Vee and we like all these other fucking
and what's his name, Vaughn, is it, like,
I don't know because he's not irrelevant anymore,
like, yeah. Either way, but like there's so many of those individuals that were like out here trying to give game to young men because they were realizing that they were like, oh, we're pretty much like done with our main like career stuff and we need to figure out other peripheries. So they said,
we don't want to be like cogs in the wheel no more. We're gonna be entrepreneurs now. And you know, that really inspired a lot of people to get up and make their beds and shit. But you know, anyway, that's a side tangent. What was
Were you consuming something like, right, that like caused you to have the spark, or do you,
or did you get it from your family, or were you
origins?
So like, I would say my family played a big part in it, mainly because like being really young, like at the time, it was more of me just seeing like all the cosplay music videos, all the very like the professional cosplayers and stuff like that, and who was well known and well like, what's the word? Companies were always working with them.
Yeah.
But then you didn't really always see like Black cosplayers like getting that type of
like, yeah, that look
as that well. And one day my dad just looked at me and he was just like, well, why can't that be you? And I was just like, I don't know. And he's like, well, that might be something you may want to work towards. And I was like, I guess I could.
You might be on to some of their props.
Working on stuff. And then I'm the type of person that when I'm really interested in something, I kind of absorb like all information that I can get. Yeah, like I'll just do a very deep dive in information. Like you can't tell me nothing. I'll spend like 3 to 4 hours a day researching the same topic, reading the same
bags under the eyes, like I've cracked the code.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's what I will do before I actually apply it to anything. So even before like my whole like official cosplay like debut and stuff, because officially I wouldn't say that I started doing like professional income consistency until it was right before the pandemic. So like a year before the pandemic. And then I did a very deep dive into it because everybody was at home and I was already entertaining people, but all of a sudden I just got a big wave of people, more people I was entertaining. And I was just like, I guess I could keep this up. I'm making income from it. My parents were just like, my mom, she was like, okay, you're kind of feeling better now. Well, we got to figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to continue with the cosplay, or you're going to actually go out to the world and get a normal job?
Yeah, a normal job.
And she actually gave me a timeline. She was like, you have 6 months to show me that this could be something that you could do on your own and actually make a passive income to where we know you can take care of yourself. And I was like, okay, bet. And I did it within like, I think it was like a month or two. And I was like,
right. And you feel like you did that because you had the research beforehand, or like?
Yeah, I would say definitely like the research helped a lot. I also knew my family was there to help me, like if I got confused about anything or if I need like extra hands with building cosplays and stuff.
Right.
Imagine
moms trying to help us with a cosplay. Yo, moms would have been like, I'm frustrated. I don't want to do this shit. What's it supposed to look like?
She helped us with 80s night and freaking.
Yes. Mom always wanted girls and she always wanted people to be like, hey, this is how we do the dress up thing. Every opportunity we had to do the dress up thing, she was like, I'm on it. But I think like having the reference point to know like what it's supposed to look like changes things.
Right. And then, I had my mom, my grandmother, they only know how to sew, but all of a sudden I was bringing in armor, like actually making armor and stuff too. And they were just like, how are you learning all these things? And I'm like, I just soak up information and then just like go do it. Like, it's not just like a test. Everybody's like, oh, you should do a test cosplay and stuff. Nah, I'm not that type of person. I literally just jump right in.
Right.
I'm like, if I fail, I fail. I'll figure it out again and keep going, because I feel like if I learn from my mistakes, I'll do better like the next time and stuff like that.
So
I was going to say, well, hold on.
No, by all means, LJ. My bad. I said you didn't.
You know, hey, look, we're real. Like,
yeah. No, but I'm currently debating on how real I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'm currently debating. Brother, please.
All right,
ask your question first. Yes.
So in this cosplay space, right, building cosplays, doing things like, obviously you have like a reason you want to do something. Is the predominant reason to go to like a con, to go out to just like, hey, to like
flex on these niggas, or not just like,
hey, look, I built this, I made this, or just to enjoy the community? Or is it to like, hey, I'm gonna post pictures and enjoy the online community? Like, were you more in person or more like online?
So in the beginning, it was more just like, oh, I just want to make this. Like, I'm just a maker. I was just like building stuff. And then I'll stare at it afterwards and be like, nice, cool.
Oh,
then, wow, like, I did a great thing.
But then I realized like a lot of my followers were also going to conventions that I would be attending. So I would wear those costumes that they saw me make in real time so that they could see it in person. So a lot of the times, like when I was in high school, it was more of like, oh, I'm wearing a costume, people gonna tell me I look cute, I love it. But then when I got older, I was just like, I just want to build it just to build it because I have fun building it.
like the same way people are like, yo, I like building Lego cities. Like, this is,
yeah,
it has nothing to do with other people. It just has to do with me seeing the end product and exactly. Like, yeah, I did that.
See if I could do it. Yeah, it was more of a challenge to me because I love like challenging myself, that I was just like, that looks hard. I'm going to build that within a week. And that's what I was doing.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill these niggas, bro.
I was insane. I would be building cosplays within like 2 to 3 days. And then I would tell them a deadline, like, give me a week. And then I'd be like, okay, cool. It's done. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you went from like the time that I woke up, which would have been like around at that time, probably 6 in the morning. To 8 or 9 at night, because I had nothing to do.
Yeah. So, well, that's why I'm like, why 6?
Yeah, 6. My whole family was up at that time. Like, I got my grandma. She like wakes up at like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. She's already up trying to figure out what she's gonna do for breakfast in a couple of hours.
Right.
Then my mom and dad getting ready for work. My brother's going to school, so I'm up.
Yeah, everybody in the house is up, so I'm up.
Yeah, so I'm makes up. Sense. I'm just moving around too, and I'm like, well, let's get started.
I've got the time. I'm up already. Why not?
I love that
energy. So how often do people be like, hey, look, like, you know, your life is basically like my life, like my dress up darling, right? Like,
oh my God, yeah. I get that.
Oh, you hit a nerve with that one. Yeah.
When it came out, people were like, this is literally you. And I'm like, I know, I'm obsessed with her. I'm looking in the mirror.
So how do you feel about the fact that now there's a whole anime? Because first of all credit to the fiance. Like, she put me on. Like, I was not a show. I was not into any of this stuff.
I wouldn't say my dress up darling. Mind you,
I'm not a
show, but I think
watching. I don't watch Fruits Basket. I'm not into Over in High School. But I love different. Like a good shoujo now. And my dress up darling, I don't know if it's shoujo, is almost a little bit like
hentai. But it's definitely not something I tell my niggas I'm watching. It's
borderline etchy here in places.
I loved it
because anime about a cosplay is incredible, and the fact that you guys do so much work, like, you just like, we just got a fat chance to like deep dive into like how much like work and how much like pride you take in just like getting this shit done, building and making stuff.
I kill so for it.
Yeah, closet.
I go to war for it.
And so, like, seeing yourself out there, like, basically portrayed like on screen, like, how quick, like, do you want to get into that space? Did you have like an idea for black girl cosplay anime? Like, I like,
right, how at what point in time did it become like, wow, I love this so much, and then it became I could dominate these niggas? But,
like, when did you
I could ruin tiger? These niggas? Or do you not have that, like, I'm a fucking tiger, I'm a lion, I'll
Okay, so I do have those moments, because I remember in high school and even like after high school, I told people, I was just like, I'm gonna take over the world. And they were just like, wait, like,
oh, that's cool. No, I mean it.
And they were like, okay, whatever, all right. And then even now, like, seeing how I've grown so much and seeing the people that saw me when I was younger, they were just like, you weren't like kidding. And I'm like, yeah.
No, I was never, I was dead ass, nigga.
Yeah. I'll be like, I have fans that'll write me and they're all over the world. I'm like, I didn't even know I was popping up on your stuff. Like, okay.
Look at me in the Philippines.
Right. And I'm like, oh, that's one place already taken over.
Right.
Place. And that's like the approach that I've even taken with my current brand is like, I want Kimotoki to literally take over everything. Like, I want other people to eat too, but I literally want to take over my space.
Yeah, right. No, I want to be the be that nigga. But I don't want to take there's nothing wrong with wanting to be that nigga.
I'm going to be the best.
Like, you
but I'm going to be eating lobster and steak over. And you can have like bologna. Right.
No, I can eat lobster and steak and you can have, I wouldn't give my subjects bologna. I would give you, you know,
right.
Maybe a cut under.
My peers, right. As long as they eat, it's fine, but I don't care what they eat.
Right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that there's power and solace in knowing that, especially when you grow up and you don't know how great you really can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know I grew up and I was just like, damn, I'm a nigga from the bottom. How could I ever be anything greater than what I am? And then you get older and it's like, okay, this is how it happens. Oh, and sometimes you get carried away with how well you can make things happen.
Absolutely. And I'm actually like I'm very much positive and driven and like mentally like you a little bit, but I'm lazy. That's my list. That's,
yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm very lazy, right?
That's fair.
I'd rather take a, eat younger, a chicken parm and take a nap.
When I was like a small child, like, right, I used to tell people, I was like, yo, I'm gonna be like the first black president, right? That was my like, was my shtick. People would ask, and I was like, I really thought, I was like, yo, you know what,
RIP to that dream.
And so I was just like, thought, I was like, RIP, yeah, Obama did kill that dream for me. But like,
damn,
like, I was like, he made it possible and impossible at the same time.
You motherfucker. I can't believe it. Barack, a nigga named Barack.
Right. But like, I feel like somewhere along the line, I got very disillusioned. I hit like a wall and I just decided, like, I was like, oh no, you know what? I'm just gonna be like the smart, lazy nigga. Like, I like that. I right, like
I'm
that.
I'm gonna be Shikamaru for the rest of my life.
Exactly. I'm gonna be Shikamaru all the time, forever. Like,
that I like, for me, I just don't stop. Like, that. And that's like my dad says, he's just like, you just keep going. And I'm like, yeah, like I could fail one thing. I'd be like, nah, I'm gonna keep going. It's a failure, but I'm gonna keep going. So I just like,
I'm fighting it.
I keep going. I put the time into like a lot of my stuff, even like this weekend. I know it's like a holiday weekend, but in my mind, I'm like, I gotta
this is work.
Packages out. Yeah, I'm like, I gotta get these packages out. I'll see y'all on Monday for like family stuff, but I gotta get like my time in on my stuff because I want it to be like successful and whatnot.
As you should. Have you ever stopped?
Okay. So I would say that I slowed down, especially with my cosplays much recently because I brought Cosmo home. So he made me slow down. Like having a puppy, I was just like, it's another being that relies on you. And I was just like, oh crap. I need to watch you. And I'm like over here trying to watch him, let him have a little bit of freedom. But I can't just work on cosplays. I can't bring out all these materials if he's not trained for that. So I was taking the time with his training and just like having him adapt to like the house that we have and stuff like that and get him used to it.
Yeah, because and like then, an untrained puppy would happily go over there to that big old pile.
Is that inventory? I'm about to
look it up.
Thank goodness he's with my family like right now, because I know he would be all over that, somehow climbing on top of it and launching himself off of it. And I'd be having to chase him all over the place. But he's still a trip. He's getting bigger. He just hit like 20 pounds and stuff too.
Oh, big little boy.
Oh, he's heavy. I'm like, you're not 20 pounds. You were too heavy. Like,
right. You're bigger than a watermelon, homie.
Right. But he like had me slow down and start like enjoying things a little bit more because I'm like a little hard on myself where I'm like, you can't let yourself slip or like
taking breaks up. Not me.
Okay.
Yeah. And even then I'm like, if I like slip up, people are always waiting for you like to slip up on something. Like,
yeah, they want to see that real quick.
And I'm like always on it because my dad had that conversation with me when he saw that I started like growing in numbers. He was like, you need to be careful because people are always going. There's always
they're gonna prey on your downfall eventually.
Yeah, yep. They're always waiting. And he was like, don't give them that satisfaction.
Right.
And that's where it's
do
like,
you feel like your competitors are actually like waiting for, because I don't, once again, since we're in such a weird situation because it's like, you said what, bro?
Oh, no, I was like, yeah, space wise. Like,
space wise, because it's like, okay, this is like, we don't necessarily consume the things that you create, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not aware of any competition that you could possibly have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I'm appreciative of cosplays. My fiance loves to cosplay. That's one of her things. She has wigs, but she hasn't done it in a very long time because we just haven't been out. But I wanted to talk to you to get the perspective. Really, it was like, is there competition amongst amongst groups? Like, is there like, hey, like who's trying to get to the cosplay first, or is it like, that kind of thing?
Yeah, in the community, there's definitely that. For me, I don't like seeing it as like competition or anything per se because mainly like all of the, I would say like stuff that goes on in the community that usually blows up and you see like different sides of the community. Mm-hmm. I'm just like also just as shocked as everybody else, mainly because low key, I am like, I would say a little bit of a loner in the cosplay community. Mm-hmm. Like I focus on me and my community and that's like it. I don't really focus on like, I do network, but I don't talk to people as in they'll be like, oh, I got something on her because I got close to her and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't do any of that. I'm just like here to support people, even people I don't really talk to. I'll just be like supporting their stuff, but they don't know me deeply or like a deep conversation or regular conversations.
And right. Don't know anything about me, really.
Yeah, yeah. They can be like, oh, I got something on her. Oh, I'm waiting for this to happen or for her to slip up and stuff. Because a lot of the times the people that surround me are my friends that know me like in real life and stuff like that. And those are like the ones that really know like everything that's going on, like behind the scenes. With mm-hmm.
How anxious like this shit might make me, how fucking tired I be when I'm like, when
all of that.
Yeah. So no cosplayer, no Instagram personality or anything else like that could possibly get anything on me. And that's why I'd be dominating.
My inner circle is tight. I got a strong support group. So you don't have a safety net, right? You don't believe you don't think that, but you have an incredible support group. That's pretty
well. Dope. I mean, so and this is one of the reasons why I was like, I'm very like, how real do I want to be? What direction do we kind of want? Because it's like, just like, it seems like you come from an
awesome background.
Yeah, an unprecedented supportive background, right?
It's a lot different than like a lot of people.
Right. A lot of people around them in this community, like they're doing this because this is like, this is the only form of expression they've ever had. Like their family doesn't support them, the whole nine like that. And like your family doesn't fucking carry you the entire way that you go.
Anytime that you've spoken, right? Like everything that we've heard, and especially like
it starts with you.
It's you. Yeah. Like everything is driven by you. Nobody's giving you a leg up. There was no small loan of $1 million.
I remember my dad when I first decided I wanted to do it. He was just like, you're gonna have to make this happen kind of on your own. We're here to support you. We're here to be there for you.
We'll be your safety net if need be.
Yeah, well, not really my safety net. He was we're here just to support
you. You did the right thing,
but
right?
Like monetary type stuff and like that, we can't give you that right now. And I was like, no, that's fine. I'll make it all happen on my own. I just need you guys there. So it's just like me when I could, just getting what I could when I could.
Yeah, when I could get it.
That makes complete sense. It's like, hey, look, you got it out the mud because we like again. Like
support is not getting carried.
I'm trying to say no pity or anything like that about the fact that you have like an autoimmune disease that does put you at a disadvantage already, right? Like I don't want to.
Well, even if it puts you at a disadvantage, you created an advantage from that disadvantage, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Your time. I knew I would have to work like 10 times harder than a lot of more people because like, there would be times that I wouldn't be able to do stuff or. Yeah.
Or like I can't drink milk and now I'm fucking out of commission type shit.
Or like even then, like the whole trending thing where people love to do trends and stuff like that. I stopped like focusing on that. And I was just like, whoever wants to come along for like the ride of like whatever I'm doing at that moment, that's dope. That's cool. I'm not doing anything trendy. If they like it, they like it. That was all
right,
like
right.
If I can set a trend, right, then that's awesome, right? But I'm not going to like follow a trend.
Right.
I would always appreciate the fact that like people are like, oh, that's trendy. But if you're setting a trend, like
right, God, that sounds, it's better to be the trend setter 90s. Than it is to be the it trend like follower. But okay. What people don't acknowledge, like when setting trends, it's like it's way more difficult because right. like when things don't work, nobody gives you any credit for it. Nobody like looks at you and it's like, yeah, that thing you just tried, that little challenge you just tried, or that whole shit didn't matter to me.
Yeah, but people won't forget it. That is,
oh no, they'll be like real quick.
They'll call you a lame and they'll tell you that you didn't, you know.
Oh, it's the first thing they want to attach to your success, right?
Right.
Here's
what I'm concerned about, right? And you know, once again,
I don't know why you bullshit.
No, because it's just like, all right, look,
like I'm a tiptoe.
I'm very observant of people and their possible advantages, their possible. Whole nine.
Your words are privilege. Like we
I don't. Privilege is one word, right? Yeah. But privilege is the word. But
what you're looking for is privilege. And here's the deal: everybody in the world,
everybody got something.
Wrong. There's nothing
like,
wrong
nigga, you were born with a better voice than many, and that's why it's just like easier for you to get away with certain shit. Right. You know,
some people there's a privilege. There's an advantage to anything. That's. Chemistry. That's
yeah, this is how.
Yeah,
like, and it's like, about leveraging your different privileges to get ahead of other people. Like I look at people for how they leverage certain privileges. Right now, I don't think necessarily that your privilege comes from your family support because your family wasn't supporting you monetarily. Yeah. They might have just like got their hands in there and was like, "All right,
what you need me to do?
Right,
like
we'll
yeah.
move this for you. But hey, after that, it's all you."
That's yeah, as much as, that's as much help as a contractor gets. Like that's as much help.
Yeah, right.
like, yo, I'm building a house. I need to make a chair. Can you right. grab this heavy wood and move it, please?
Right. Like, could you just please yeah. like moving shit is one thing, right?
Right?
But I do think that in this particular space, especially with cosplay and social media and how mm-hmm. all this shit kind of works, the way that you look. Has a lot of bearing on how far you can get.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no, yeah. That is really that's true. Especially like when I started doing the coffee type thing where people could.
Is that how you actually pronounce it? Because we never actually bothered.
Okay, here's the thing. People say coffee. I always pronounce it as like coal and then fee, and it always right. makes people laugh. So I just kept with it.
I love
but,
it.
It's like how New Jersey niggas like pronounce coffee.
Yeah, people used to think that I was from Jersey because I would pronounce it that way. Yeah. And I was just like, no, I just pronounce.
Well, follow my coffee real quick.
Yeah. I mean, but that started with everything because there would be times that I would be on my story and I'd be like, well, I used up all my money for these supplies and I am out of this. So you guys have to wait until I can grab this
right.
supply. And then right. someone would be watching.
And then Thirsty McGee shows up
and he's like,
yeah, someone would, wait a minute. Someone would just send me some coffee and be like, go pick it up tomorrow or go pick it up right now.
Okay.
And I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
What's wrong
continue,
with that?
It's gonna continue
there's
on.
Nothing wrong with I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Nothing's wrong yeah. with that.
And that was like part of like the skills of almost like teaching myself marketing in a way was because it was just like showing off what I was doing. It wasn't like I was doing things and people were never seeing my work. I always wanted people to feel like they were right. involved in building it as well, just in case they wanted to build it for themselves. And a lot of people were just like, I need the next part of the tutorial. So I'm right. buying you the supplies.
Hook
you
it up.
You know what quick. Goes on next.
I see. Right. You're the person that I want to learn this shit from. So right. please.
You think that's more so like you got more so that than like, you know, the other end of that spectrum was like people who actually wanted to learn like how to put this shit together.
Mm-hmm.
More so than like people who are just like, wow, she's nice. I'm going to.
I got a lot of people who are just like, I would never have a chance or like could build this for myself, but I want to see you build it.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, people were living themselves kind of through me. Like I have a lot of that where people are living their life kind of through me. And
yeah, vicarious people.
Yeah. And they are just like, we want to see you succeed because in my way, I'm
succeeding. If you succeed, I succeed.
Yeah.
No. Like that's rap 101. Like that is rap 101. That is most of your favorite rappers out there, guys.
Yeah, no, they're successful because like I like him. I want to see him win because if he wins, I win, and we all win.
Right, and it was these people were forming a bond with me, because even though I wouldn't say their name directly, the way that I would talk to my camera and stuff, they would also feel like I'm there. Like they
they had that type of parasocial relationship with you.
Yeah. And that's also like how I would eventually have to figure out how to create like a barrier between that, because things can get a little creepy for people.
Yeah, no, that seems like a very slippery slope. That's one thing that we're very scared of, like the parasocial relationship.
Oh, my parents, they are always so worried about that. And luckily, like, I have people who know boundaries and stuff like that. But there are people that even they didn't watch me on social media, but they would meet me at a convention, and next you know, it would be getting kind of weird. And I was just like,
yeah, I got this hotel room up here, man. You know,
Or asking me like what my room was. Like all of a sudden, after having like maybe a 2 to 5 minute conversation, they'd be like, oh, which hotel?
We know each other enough.
Yeah, they're like, which hotel are you staying at? Can I come up to your room? And I'd be like, wait, what?
5 minutes, bro.
I'd be like, who are you? Who are you again?
I get weird about that when like the person in the subway gets too close to me. I'm like, hey, bro, you and me, we're not friends. We're not.
Right. Like it would be so confusing. And my parents, they did worry about that. And they still worry about that a lot, because I would have people that would almost buy out my cosplays for me, where they would just give me money just to get everything I needed at once. They'd be like, where these people have money? And I'm like, I don't know them. But I'm just building my stuff. And they'd be like, aren't you worried? And I'm like, the worry comes whenever they start to be creepy about it. And that's like,
some would say, and this is just like to those who don't understand like the dynamic here. Mm-hmm. It's like the creepiness might come in some, like the regular brain, from just getting money from other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, to completely fund one thing, it's like, what? How could that happen?
And I wasn't asking for it. Like, I had that option there if anybody ever supported it. It was like a tip jar. It was more of like people just surprised me just to like see me happy. And I was just like, wait, there are people like that out here? Wait, I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, oh, you did great on your project. Here's a really big tip for that. And I was just like, wait, what? Oh,
how nice of you.
I'm like, okay. So like a lot of the stuff, like I made sure like my legal name wasn't attached to it. So like, because people track you down. People will literally track you down. And that was like the scariest part for my family, because I'm like 4'11", so tiny. People could pick me up.
Damn, not 4'11". I was banking on 5'3".
They could pick me up and like run with me, and
it's like so a suitcase, easy. Really.
I must say, those who are familiar
lose me too. Like at conventions, my friends lose me all the time, so I'd be wandering off too. Like I get so distracted.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah, that's me. That's me. They'll be like, "Okay, stay close," and I'd be like, "Oh, nah." What's this? And then next thing you know, they turn around, I'm gone. Like one time, my friend lost me in Target for like close to 2 hours.
Target, not even that big.
Couldn't see you over the aisle. Like they were looking at, like you're under the aisle. So like,
you can't see me. That's the thing. You can't see me. So we'll just pass each other up and just keep like, going.
Yeah. I'm over here scurrying by the frozen goods.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, like, how often do you relate? Like, well, in this relate to these like. Because, you know, over there in Japan and things like that, like a lot of animes portray the fact that like idol individuals have this stalker issue. Like are you a fan of Vigretsuko? Like the
love that
storyline. Super like tense, very suspenseful. But I was like, that's just very real. And so like you say like I have no fear, right? Like no fear. Mm-hmm. But like,
and I don't even, and even when you caution. Said that earlier, I'm not trying to cut you off, but like even when you said that earlier, like you know, I interpreted that not as I don't have fear, but more so like I'm not scared of risk.
Right. And you have caution, like, obviously, calculated risk, things like that. But like obviously there's caution that to be had. So when you have an individual that does start exhibiting these things. Like, is it just as simple as blocking? Do you go through any other steps?
So I know, like when I was younger, I was all into like the idols and stuff like that. And probably when I first started with the whole cosplay type thing and like being a creator, a content creator, I actually wanted to like be an idol. Like I wanted to be like the American version, I guess.
I'm like a K-pop idol.
You wouldn't hear me like singing or dancing or anything. I wasn't gonna do that for y'all. But
you're gonna have to pay a little more for that, my boy.
Gotta buy the album, boy.
The building and stuff. Like I definitely wanted to be kind of like an internet idol for people. And I know with me, like if it became like creepy in any way, I do like the whole blocking and stuff. But before I
even,
make sure I get as much information, and they go like under a little file, just in case like they seem to.
I'm like,
wait a second.
This is what I'm afford to the police when you get wild.
Right.
I really wanted to ask you that and see where you were about that, because as other individuals want to pursue this, it's good to know, like, hey, what safety precautions are the individuals taking?
Yeah, definitely never put your whole like name out there. Like Rhea is a part, like there's so much more to my name other than just Rhea, but people know me by Rhea. And even my friends now consistently call me Rhea. They don't even call me my actual name anymore. So that's interesting. But even then, I remember when I was younger,
earlier in the business, or it's like earlier in the start.
Yeah, earlier in the start, I didn't even know I had, I guess, crazy fans. Like I found out until like one time my cousin came for like the summer, and I was doing a little cosplay boot camp with him. And next you know, he's getting DMs from people to stay away from me and stuff like that. And I'm like, hold up.
What the hell?
Well, everybody won. You were my cousin, but like, wait. And he's like, yeah, they're like threatening me, thinking like telling me to stay away from you. I'm like, but we're family.
You stay away from my girl, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know them. Like, what the heck? But that also let me know that there are people that I never had an interaction with. And they feel that deeply about me that they're probably over there throwing a tantrum in the corner if I bring like any guy or any
whatever Rhea's life is Rhea's life. Y'all leave that shit the fuck alone.
Like I share, like what they see is what I want them to see. I don't want them to know everything about me, even though I do put out a lot about me. But when it comes to people around me and sharing them, that's never without their kind of permission.
They get consulted at least.
Yeah, because if not, people make connections and pull all together.
Aha, this is him and this is his address and this is
they got a whole pegboard with
narrow where she lives and stuff like that. I don't want that.
Now we're gonna end it. But anyway. Go ahead.
Oh no, like so. Besides that, all right, so of course you take safety precautions, you check in with that, but so in your goal of like communicating directly like, to your fans and things like that, obviously you do your stories, things like that, and I also see you have a YouTube.
Oh.
Obviously building
which
that.
You haven't uploaded to in like a year, but that's
cool. I have not uploaded to that. That's like my next project next year is
you only do so much at one time.
Right. You gotta build where you can. Like. Right.
Every year I take on a different social media platform to meet a certain goal on each one. Okay. This year was TikTok. We've kind of blown that out the water. I think I'm about to hit 120,000 on there. My goal was 100K. So we're good there. Last year was Twitter. Before that, Instagram, obviously. But Instagram is kind of like setting itself on fire with everybody at the moment.
They are.
So
they
really are. Yeah, I'm not messing with them. But next year will definitely be like my eyes will be on YouTube and stuff like that. But at the same time, TikTok is kind of like challenging. Which one matters most to like
because creators are taking their opportunity to give you the same type of like information gathering and like building straight in TikTok, whereas YouTube had that market pretty much cornered. It was like, hey, look, I need to figure out how to fix this in my car. I'm trying to figure out how to build this freaking TikTok.
They're taking the how-to market away from a lot of people. There's certain things with YouTube that I'm like, okay, you can still get this from YouTube more so than TikTok.
Oh, absolutely. So, I think inner talks, things like that.
Because you can still get inner talks from fucking, TikTok. But I think like creating that following of people and like creating those people who are actually going to invest in you, it's more valuable on YouTube than it is on TikTok. But I mean, once again, I don't fucking know.
But I see what you mean by like they're challenging. Like,
yeah, you know. I know at TikTok, my favorite part about it is like how it can blow you up within the night. Like this, like my business and stuff. That was just like when I first released it, all my support mainly came from TikTok. Now Twitter and TikTok are going head to head. Like who's trying to support me more? And they're doing the same numbers, and I love that. But like.
Love if that
you
for want
your
you.
Business like to grow fast, and that's like I'm trying to keep up with how fast it's going, but it's because TikTok is so fast in itself that I have to keep up with it, and I'm having to like see who I can bring on board to help me keep up with that because I can only do so much by myself.
So quick question. Do you have a team? Like, do you try to like maintain a team of people to like keep it? Because me and this nigga is just me and him. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having a team, especially when you're doing volume.
Right. For me, like right now, I do not like officially have a team. I have people that'll come like in and out if I need help and stuff like that. Or like even with my mom and dad, they'll help like maybe once every couple of times. But like everything that I've done is just me like alone. So taking photos, doing photo shoots, setting up backdrops, planning out the cosplays, making the cosplays, planning,
recording, editing the whole nine.
Yeah. And then like drawing out the designs for all of the stuff for my business, doing the tech packs, having those sent over to the, like our manufacturer, and then like continuing with that and making sure I do customer service. All that is just me. So that's a lot. It's a lot of different.
It's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of time. Headache.
Yeah, like it's tiring. It's so tiring.
But it's rewarding. So I mean, like,
you know. Like it's worth it. It's
you get to look around and say, like, this, oh, this is me. Like all of this is me. I took over the world. I did it. Like the story of Code Geass, like, even though I'm not a freaking fan, right?
Yeah, we don't fuck with Code Geass I'm over not a here, fan, but
wait, what?
We don't fuck with Code Geass.
But I have
not. It's okay. If it's your thing, then it's your thing. Hey, by all means, anime is not a competition. Not I come from the old days.
I respect his grind. I respect the playing of
You're acting like a real bitch right now, there, Lelouch.
Whatever, man. Look, whatever, man. I can say I don't like an anime and also still say that I respect the character.
Yeah, for sure. I don't like Nier at all.
Everything like it was like, oh, this is like, right? I don't like Nier at all.
I don't like Nier or Mellow Ass.
Mellow was not cool either. Both of them were a little crazy, but they did it. Like,
oh, y'all not my mans. I mean,
they'll still did it. Yeah. But like that grind, like being able to look around and say, I did it. I took over the freaking world.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I feel like sometimes that can also be like a pro and con because I'm just now getting to a point where like all of this is my baby. Like that's everything that I've created. That's my baby. It's so hard for me to trust bringing on someone that I have to watch what they're doing to make sure that they are doing it the way that I would do it and how I want it. And I'm just now like one of my friends, she started coming over and I just looked at her like, okay, we
don't fuck this up.
Yeah. I'm like, we're cool. You're doing good. You're probably doing better than I thought like most people would, but just me allowing someone like into my space to help me and stuff like that, I'm kind of learning that. And I'm like, she's like the first step in a way. Like, I feel like that's the first step I'm taking at the moment to eventually expand to a team because that's what I want. And even with like my PR people for my brand, I want to do like brand trips and stuff like that, but I can't do that alone.
You have one of those planned though, don't you?
Oh yeah. So I am planning one either for like around the Christmas because I'm not doing technically a holiday launch this year, but I will have stuff ready for the holiday. And I want to be able to take these people that have supported and posted my work and even did like PR unboxings, all of that, I want to be able to take them on like a little mini trip and for it to be like a networking event where they can also all collaborate with each other
so right. Just, and you don't have to rely on me to be the flagship for you.
Yeah, it's not just for like my brand, but it's also for them and for them to grow as well. So I want it to be like an event where they can grow and also they're helping me, but they're growing at the same time and getting something out for themselves and their brands as well.
I mean, it's only been like a year for your personal like Kimotogi brand, and you know, I'm speaking on that one particularly right now. Have you kind of done the ambassador thing yet, or have you done
So I've done. I have what I call
because we got homies that are trying, but
I have the Kimotogi crew, which are like the people that receive like the PR and stuff. And those will be like the ones that you see that'll probably appear like on the trips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And just like the videos and promotion. But also I will be opening it up at the end of the year to look at more people, because what I want to do is essentially kind of start exchanging, like brands don't really do this, but exchanging people who you see that are there. They have that drive. I love seeing creators with drive and hardworking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like you give them something and they never like
do anything. Yeah, they don't do anything with it.
Yeah, like that to me is just like, if they're in the DMs, like I'll do all this for you. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you don't need to do all this, but if you want to post, you can. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone that's just like taking, like they're taking from they're not doing anything to get like continually get something from the brand and stuff like that. And even then I want to even do like paid promotions and stuff with people too, because I want to be seen as a I'm already international.
No, I'm trying to beat that nigga.
yes, exactly. So I do want people to recognize us professionally and see that we handle things professionally. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do want to do in the future is also start collaborating with creators on launches that are inspired by their favorite pop culture or anime and stuff like that. So that they also have a way to like show people. They may not want to go into manufacturing. Right. But there are a lot of creators that I love so much that I'm like, this anime and this launch that I'm doing is made for you.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So I want to attach you to that and also allow you to make some income off of this as well. And we're like helping each other. There's a monetary exchange. There's number exchanges, all of that.
You get to actually network. All right. Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, brother, but I'm about to get in my bag. My interrogate the business person.
I knew you were gonna go ahead and go deep onto the business weeds.
Yeah, I mean, it's all been nice and good, you know, Rhea. You know, we fuck with you, we like you. Yeah. We think that what you do is
you said everything that you've had with grace, people proud. It's been fantastic. I was
everybody who's gonna jump off at this point already loves you. So we're good.
Each person that we've done in an episode, I was like, wow. Literally, like,
yes, right. And I mean, if you're feeling fatigued or anything else like that, please let us know. Because you know what I mean? It's a lot. You know what I mean? Every now and again, you're like, yo, shut the fuck up. We don't give a fuck. Why are you giving away my sauce? Fuck you.
What do you want me to really reveal? Like, I told you I wanted to take over the world. I can't take over the blueprint.
I'm already sounding crazy. You know, Lelouch, my dog. You know, Lelouch is already my dog. I mean, I don't think Mello or Near did anything wrong, but yeah. It's nothing crazy, because I think your heart's in like definitely the right place. I think the things that you want to do, because I think you need a little ego to progress your business. You're not gonna keep pushing this shit if your ego's not tied up into it.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, right? So.
And I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Right. I don't. And I'm not going to, this is not an interrogation, but I think that for a lot of people, especially like depending on what scale they're at in this creative process, they look at bigger creators as if they're like out of touch. Right. Mm-hmm. They might be like, man, she got 20K on fucking, I don't know how many you got on Instagram, but she got like 20K. She got like 20K on Instagram. She got 120K deep on TikTok. She don't know what's going on here in the trenches.
Right.
You know what I mean? So hearing what you've kind of had to go through and like kind of like where you started or whatever, like, would you consider yourself like more so like a designer? Like, would you say like most of your heart is in like designing thing? Or do you think your heart's more so in running the business?
Ooh, so for me, and I already knew this, like starting the business, like I'm so used to wearing so many hats that I'm like, I can do both. Mm-hmm. But for me,
well, what do you love?
Yeah, like I told myself, eventually when I get those people that I want, I just want to be the one designing stuff and y'all handle all the technical stuff. And then I'm over here like having the fun, like drawing up the designs.
Right.
Telling them what it needs to be done, but and I don't.
You handle the production.
Yeah, the production, the customer service, like that technical stuff. I wish I had someone else to handle that, because that would be so much easier on me, and it would be so much more fun, because I've always been like a builder and like a maker,
a crash person.
So it's just like forever. That's what I like. But then adding all this technical stuff, that's
because one of the weird things about being a creative, especially in like a space like, you know what I mean, you're Black. At least I think you're Black.
I'm Black.
you don't know. Sometimes you get smacked in the face.
I am Dominican.
you're Black, and you know we're all Black here. So a lot of times there's nobody in front of us. Like, we don't have anybody to look at, especially in this space. Like, okay, they did it, so I can do it. So like a lot of us are doing it for the first time by ourselves. We have to put on so many hats because, you know, like there's nobody else. Right. And there's so many other people who don't have that luxury. Like they're just, they have to, I got white homies that don't have to deal with this type of shit. They don't have to deal with this type of shit. They're like, okay, I can come in and just be the designer, you know? But like us, we don't have that. Like me, I have to be the editor, the marketer, the fucking, the whole nine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all the hats, like so many hats.
And so it's just like, you know, to look at somebody and be like, okay, you're designing this type of stuff. And, you know, Black people especially care about that authenticity tip. Like, hey, are you making this from a real place? Are you creating this shit with us in mind? Or are you just like here to make a dollar?
I'm here to make a dime. Like,
that's your stance.
Like, where are you standing for it? Like, where are you at with us?
Right. Mm. And even like with my figurines and stuff.
Look at that segue right there. She's a grade A podcaster. She can do it. She can do it. I'm telling you.
No, look at it. Right in. Segue. A personality killed it. I'm like, oh, wow.
Even with my figurines, like, I remember telling my artist, I was like, I want them to make sure they're Black. And I was like, make sure, obviously, that they have, like, a nice ass. Can I say ass on here?
Yeah. We've been saying fuck shit, damn.
Okay. I wanted to make sure, like, they had, a nice ass, that they had curves, all of that. And I didn't want them to go with the, like, colors that you would see from Naruto that is just, like, lighter skin or anything like that. And I remember even on Twitter, I posted it and someone retweeted it and they were just like, wow, Sasuke got a tan. And I was like, Sasuke's Black. What are you talking about?
Tan. That's Black skin.
I was like, wait, what? But like the brand was made for, like, I was thinking about Black creators the whole time. I was thinking about Black entertainers the whole time because and just customers as well. And then even going up to like plus size that I do and stuff like that.
It is very inclusive. I sat with my girl and was like, hey, I don't understand lingerie sizes. Hey, is this inclusive? And she looks at it like, it goes all the way to 5X. What the fuck? What do you need me to tell you that?
Yeah, and I made sure, like, I actually had a panel of people that were all different sizes, but mainly like plus size. And I was just like, tell me who you buy from. Tell me the sizes. I had them look over the chart before I even officially released it, where they fall in between. A lot of them were talking about like Shein and Fashion Nova is where they buy their stuff because that's the best place for them. And they said like how with the Fenty like lingerie and stuff like that is usually smaller on them. So I was comparing charts the whole time, redoing my charts over and over and over again. And then when I went to my manufacturers, I was just like, look, you can't fuck this up.
Yeah, right.
You cannot.
I'm doing this for the culture, nigga. The most have your head. You keep
fucking the culture. I'm doing this for like, I'm doing this to be all like all inclusive. Yeah, all inclusive. Yeah.
Yeah, because like over there, since my manufacturers like in China, they were just like, these sizes are so different. And I'm like, yeah, they're different. All right, nigga. I need you to do it exactly. And I was on them that they were just like, well, we'll have to go up two sizes to meet your size chart.
All right, do it then.
Do that. I need you to do that. Don't say that we're going to do this like, oh, that's a problem. You need to do it. And that's like how hard I am with them on that. And just making sure that the whole brand is inclusive. But what I'm focusing on is definitely like Black and people of color and stuff like that. It's just, it's for them. It's like what I've been working on to kind of just give them like inspiration, and then here's me with my brand. I'm like, I want to continue that even over to my brand as well, which is why a lot of people that receive PR are either Black or a person of color as well. And I do have a few that are not, but my focus is
wrong with that at all.
Of color to give them that opportunity as well, because I wish someone gave me that opportunity. And there were brands that took so many chances on me. And that's mm-hmm. how I got to like where I was today. And plus because I learned how to talk to people and stuff like that.
Very big part about that is actually learning that, like, hey, look, I can't just know the ins and out of doing the thing. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to negotiate my thing into the best place possible.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, if you're just good at the thing, right, and you don't have anybody to help you with the like marketing movement of the thing, it's going to be getting the thing in front
of the right faces.
Right.
So it makes all the difference.
Exploitation, right? Like, it sounds like you're pretty much going to extreme lengths to be the like
to make sure. But where does that? So where does that come from, though? Because it's just like, all right, look. We're at this point, the people who aren't going to listen are already gone, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Where does that come from? Because you don't even drink coffee.
Yeah, I don't even drink coffee.
You don't even drink coffee, so it's just like, okay, there's this disparity, right? Mm-hmm. Not disparity, is that the word?
I don't know.
Yeah, like I don't want it to sound as hard as disparity, but. Yeah. There's this disparity. It's just like, okay, so to me, Rhea, mm-hmm. you seem like a very straight edge, like I'm here, I'm doing my business thing, love mm-hmm. everybody, want everybody to feel included type beat, but mm-hmm. you sell lingerie and you sell
right? Like, so I sell lingerie plus other stuff as well. Right.
Yes. Right. We've had this awesome conversation about your incredible origins and your fantastic right. support.
Yeah. And I want everybody to know, like, hey, this is the real fucking deal.
Very into your life and tell you, he's like, yo, don't let anybody like let you sleep. Like, step over these motherfuckers. Any hurdles, right?
All right, skip these niggas out.
Also, the point of that you sell, make, model in.
Right. And make sure that it's available too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to anybody, everybody of all sizes, right?
You're, I know. Like,
this is a very interesting.
I would say that it comes from is like what I design and like what I put out, because people never know what I'm going to put out. People didn't even know about the figurines or anything. I had been yelling
about. Which reminds me, by the way, she's selling these figurines. Y'all better get ready for these fucking figurines.
I had been yelling about that for like a year ago. And at first it was going to be figurines of me. But then I was just like, let me tie this into my brand. Yeah, I was like, let me tie this into my brand as well. Yeah. And it was more of like what I want to see. If it's something that I want and I don't expect anybody to buy it, but it's something I want. So
yeah,
even if
is that where it kind of comes from? Like,
yeah, it's just like
what I would want. Cause like,
yeah, so if I want it,
when I first, it's okay. Fine. Nobody's here.
You're good.
When I first showed my girl, like, this stuff, right. I was like, hey, I don't know shit about lingerie, baby. You know a lot about lingerie. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on with this? She's like, you know, she's the model for all of it. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And then you just said like, oh, you know, if I was going to sell the figurines, they would be of me at first. And then they became whatever.
It
I'm just
like more like with right. the actually taking the characters that I am basing it off of mm-hmm. and like mixing it into that. So mm-hmm. that it's just like it all comes full circle. But yeah. even down to the dresses, like one day I just wanted to wear a certain type of dress and I didn't see the patterns or anything that I wanted. And I was just like,
I'll make it.
And I was just like, oh, I want this with the pattern. Let me make that pattern and put it on here. Mm-hmm. Or I want this bag. Let me make this bag. I haven't seen anybody do it. So it was more of like what just comes to the top of my head at that
right.
moment.
Right. And I think
making it happen.
What to me, it's like, okay, and the reason it's like this is because like it starts with me. Like I saw the need, I wanted the need to be met. So I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that need is met. And that requires me to be the face of every fucking thing, to be the mm-hmm. person that put that thing the fuck out. I don't right. care. It doesn't matter because I was the it's nigga that
me,
did it.
Yeah, like it's for me too. So like what I told myself before my first launch, I was just like, there might not be not even one sale, but at least I have this lingerie that looks nice over here. I was like, at least
I have it for me.
Okay, that's mine. That's mine. Right. That's I like nobody that. Else will have that but me. Yeah.
Because I was going through it. I was like, you know, because we were sitting up here like, how do you speak? How do you talk? How do you speak on something that we don't have fucking any bearing on?
I don't wear any lingerie, but I've thought about it. I was like, I don't wear any lingerie, but I can wear lingerie. I'm the type of nigga to be like, yeah, give me the
I'll try it out. It make me look nice. Like,
I want to do something freaky from a lady just because.
Like, yeah, right. For the men, like, I had a lot of guys that came to me and was just like, well, can you make lingerie for us? And I'm like, okay.
What do we call it?
And I drew up designs and stuff, but a lot of guys were just like, oh, I'm just thinking just boxers. And I was like, we don't do that here.
Come on, man. We're doing lingerie, nigga.
I was just like, we do so much more with that. And that's what I want to do for the men, but I have to make sure everything.
Yeah. And I would venture to say that men as an odd, like men as a consumer base are way more picky than like women.
Yeah.
Like a lot of women are just happy to be involved in the conversation. And men are just like, nah, I want it to look like this.
No, yeah, I want it to be like, I had this whole Kakashi design down for the men. And I was just like, but how many are going to actually be like, yeah, oh, I'll put myself in that.
It wouldn't
like,
even be profitable to do it if you're not going
to
all.
Yeah. Like I need them to show up to continue doing it for them. It's fair. Just like, you can't just say like, oh, I'll do it. And then don't show up for it.
You can't just be Michael B. Jordan and say, I'm going to make a whole Naruto line.
Man, don't get me started on that nigga. Don't get me started on that nigga. Don't bring that nigga name up.
A Naruto line. Naruto.
Yeah.
No, and by the way, no hate to Michael B. Jordan. I actually
from love you.
He tries harder than a lot of motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Yes. If he could beat my ass tomorrow.
Like, well, once tomorrow, again, and you know, Rhea, yeah, like you've been so fantastic already. Like, I think we've gotten pretty much everything that we needed. Not even needed, but like we got so much from you and so more. Much. From like what you could say about like your business and like where it comes from, like even how you got it out there.
Yeah.
So like anything else at this point is fucking great because you've already given so much to the community and you've already given so much. Right? But with Michael B. Jordan, right? So many people rely on the fact that there's nothing before it that will take anything that comes. And that's beside the point. Anyway, no disrespect.
I was gonna say this links to a conversation that we had with the with Deuces from the Geek Set podcast. Shout out to Deuces. We want to talk to you about Forbes
and Geek Set
because I think you belong in Forbes list. Shout out Geek Set.
You do belong in Forbes.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yes. Definitely tell me more.
I'm saying this. Like we had a conversation about. Oh my God. And as soon as I'm like, oh, let me shout out their names and make sure I got all this shit. Yeah. I completely like blank on the point. Give me 2 seconds.
Shout out to Anna Bay. Shout out to all these niggas. But yes.
Because we were just talking about it. The first. Yeah. Because.
Yeah. Being the first and not the best.
Being the first and not the best. That's two different things, right? Operating in a space and seeing a lane that needs to be filled, right? I think what you do right about it is that you say, I want this thing. Me personally, right?
And that's where it starts.
And that's where it starts, right? And then,
and then I find like the people that
I think that a lot of individuals, right, like get into a lane where it's like a race to be the first. And I think that's
rather than like even thinking if it's something that you would want.
Yeah, that falls on a lot of creators. A lot of creators do that and they just forget that the right people will show up just for them.
Once you make
it's not like the wrong people will show up if you continue on the trends and you don't keep to it. And that's not something that will
sustain.
Not sustaining. Yeah, it's not sustaining whatsoever. Whereas the people that watch you grow, no matter what you do and support you, no matter what you do, because even when I announced that I was doing lingerie and stuff, people were just like, yeah, oh my gosh, you're going into something.
Oh, we love lingerie.
But yeah, they were just like, oh my gosh, yeah. And even then, like I had done partnerships with brands for lingerie before I even jumped into lingerie. That's how like I kind of learned the game a little bit was by getting
brand the partnerships, the brand names, the adore me's, the whole nine.
Learn all of that. And I was just like, oh, okay. But then I kept seeing that they were kind of doing the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm.
Because they knew it worked.
Yeah. And they're like, billionaires, they could do that. Like people buy their stuff no matter what. But for me, I wanted to keep doing something different and fresh. And there's so much like anime and pop culture stuff that I can reference. And I have my own original work too that like next year I want to release as well because I've showed like pictures of it, but it hasn't officially been sampled yet to make those common like I see people are just like, yeah, we want to see some of your original work as well. But it's like, I can mix all of that.
Oh, man. Now, oh. Rhea, this is actually fantastic. I've enjoyed this conversation. And I'm so scared to derail this conversation. I'm so scared.
You're good.
No, because I don't know how good it is. I don't know how good it is because I think you're fantastic. I think you make great shit.
There's been absolutely no controversy.
Right. And there's been no controversy. And me, I'm the controversy nigga. I'm the nigga that's like, yeah, but I saw you here.
I've got a rule.
It's like, but wait, let me bring this up.
But yeah, I saw you here. It's just like, you know, it. Fuck it, because the people who aren't here are already gone. I think that one thing that I kind of ran into when I was first like, hey, how are we going to navigate this? How are we going to navigate this conversation? I asked my mans like, hey, how would you feel if your girl showed up at anime fucking lingerie? Uh-huh. And he was like, oh, that's fantastic. He's like, so you're cool with her showing up like in a Luffy outfit? No. And he was like, oh shit, I guess when you put it that way, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter, right?
Here's the deal. I'm the most like open, like not the most, but I'm very open. I want to see what you like. If you brought it to the table, you give me the whole sauce. Right.
As long as you're confident and coming forward.
I got a One Piece thing planned. So like One Piece, people have been screaming about it.
I believe
it. Give us the Luffy, boy. Give us the Nico Robin.
Give us
like,
the
you
Nico
know,
Robin.
Like the fruit and everything. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna have a purse that's actually the fruit and it'll zip.
That's fire.
That's hard.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool.
That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah, now, nobody else has heard that. So this is the first time. So you guys
the exclusive in a month. In a month when you niggas hear it. Now on to less happy news.
This
we're having such a great time.
Loves to be,
all right,
hey, so, loves to be cloudy. Please look,
hey, look, I'm cloudy so, with a chance of meatballs.
We talked to an awesome creator, and he looked at us both, and we got to talking, and he was like, yo, you know who you guys remind
don't
me
do
of?
This.
I'm gonna do it again.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Mossy Minos. And I was like, Mossy Minos? And he's like, yeah.
Of Teen Titans fame, yeah.
Teen Titans fame. They move super fast, but they need each other. They touch hands and they go super fast. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
And he's Mossy Minos, whatever. Yeah. Because I don't think I'm negative, but what I will say is like, look, we are in a very odd time in this industry.
Right.
We've never had black people in anime before.
Nope.
Period. Especially
we've never seen the likes of Aria.
It's been on a rise though, and I'm so happy about it.
I'm happy about it too.
People being seen.
Now I'm happy about it too, but here's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people don't take themselves out of where they're at long enough to look at themselves. Right?
Yes. Okay.
So
top down stuff.
You got your damn, we're gonna say names and we're gonna look so bad. So you got your Von Sixes, right? Mm-hmm. I think he made some fantastic garments. I think his shorts look great. Is that, I don't know if you're aware. I'm sure you are.
I kind of know like some bit, like I said, I don't talk to people. I'm like, yes, here just like retweeting.
I'm Dolo. So I don't fuck.
That's why I'm like, I'm fine with you guys talking about it. So.
Right. Because I could never snitch.
I'm like, I don't know nothing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. We don't know nothing.
All right. Nothing.
So you got your Von Sixes versus Hakai Cultures, and it's just like, this is my shit. It's like, no, you don't own this shit, et cetera, et cetera. And then you got your Nami wares. You got the situation that kind of happened with them. And it's just like, wow, we're in such a, like, we're encountering so many fucking growing pains in this industry that it's like, what stance are you supposed to take on it?
Right. For me, like, seeing all of this, like, I guess, like, with the Nami wear situation, like, that's the courts type stuff. Like,
yeah, no. Now the judge involved.
Yeah, like that's some deep stuff to even happen. It's really sad to see.
It is sad.
Like,
because I like them.
That, yeah, between like, they're both like black, right?
Yes.
Black. Yeah,
and I mean, really, one of them's last name is Jimenez, and you can take from that what you will. Well, but they're all POC.
It's really sad to like see that, where like everybody's kind of against each other, because like we already have the whole world like against us and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that. So I understand like the way Nami's handling it, at least with going with the legal way and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's not good. Trying to garner like public opinion type shit.
Yeah, but that's good.
I joined that one space they did not too long ago.
How I stay out of stuff. I never join any spaces.
No, it's okay. And that's okay. I'm glad you don't join any spaces.
Yeah, I don't ever join spaces because
I'm glad. Because I would prefer that I did. But what I'll do is like, oh, what the fuck? That's not something I knew about. I'll jump in, I'll listen to it all the way through, and I'll be like, okay. I walk away with that mentality, right? And they basically were just like, hey, let me get ahead of it to kind of tell you like where the legal shit goes. I don't have any opinion, like not opinion, but I don't have any like bearing on it. You don't have any bearing on it. So we can't speak on it. But the fact that we're here, the fact that we got to this point where we have to talk about it like we are.
Yeah, no, here's the thing crazy about the legal route, right? Is that it sets a precedent. Mm-hmm. Like, and I love our legal system to a degree. Of course, it's got its flaws and things like that. But once a precedent is set, it does affect any individual in the culture. Like anybody that's participating in making and designing things like this, like depending on how this case goes, it could actually like really affect the making and of things like that. Because right now, like I love all of the patterns and things that you make, but like going about like monetizing like Akatsuki clouds, right? Like, do you have to go through different, like, hey, like, I need to get the IP.
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, okay. So I know, like, we've been, like, in our first year and stuff with that. But I've actually started to look into actually collaborating and getting the licenses for these actual, like, animes and stuff. Because I want it to be legal. But I also want these brands to support, if they want to support this as well. And that's been like one of my biggest things is securing these licenses and not always just being like, oh, this is inspired. I can actually slap on that license, like officially licensed merch
by
this brand. Like that's my
Are you saying goal. That what you're doing right now is illegal? Manos.
It's inspired by so it's a great area because they would say it's like fan art. And you know how people sell fan art at a convention.
Yeah.
And what I try to do is keep it under, which is why we keep it exclusive, keep it under a certain amount where it's not counted as mass produced goods that can challenge the company where they're like, oh, you're making too much money. Mm-hmm. We want to sue you. I'm keeping it under that until I can at least get the actual
license. Right. But that prevents you from getting to like grand production though.
Yeah. So like once I have that license, then I can like potentially like make a lot more and keep it.
Is that why the smalls on your website are currently sold out?
Yeah, so like I keep it very small, so I let it like pre-orders run, you get in however much you can get in at that time, but once it's done there's no guarantee, and that's like that's the word right there, there's no guarantee that I'll bring it back. If I ever bring it back, it will be like months later or maybe even years later if I want to,
because like you can't do mass production.
Yeah, I can't do mass production. And a lot of people do mass production. They don't care, which is fine. That, like, that's them. But me particularly, I don't want to do that because I don't want to get sued or in trouble.
Yeah, right. No, I ain't got the money to get sued.
I don't want to do that.
And I respect, I think that you kind of like, and I think that you've done enough business to where it's like, I know that I can't get to a certain threshold with what I have right now.
So that's a weird segue.
It's still the first year. It's not even like I haven't been doing this for like 2-3 years but or stuff.
That's one thing that kind of gets me with like creatives, because like as a creative, I get that pride in like making what you make. Mm-hmm. But like you gotta let it go if you're not dealing with shit that you own.
Right.
Absolutely. Because it's like I didn't think up this, like the pattern itself comes from a different IP. And
I'm talking about the Vaughn thing.
We could be talking about Vaughn. We could talk because I'm trying to start.
Because I remember like theirs was like similar.
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
You're really similar.
Was it the bottoms or something? Like the
it was some shorts.
Yeah, shorts. Yeah, like that in general. Like I would be upset if someone all of a sudden came out with
some shit that looked like
a lingerie. Like I don't care if someone comes out with more anime inspired lingerie. I'm not trying to stop.
Right, but if we hold on, let me. I got the website pulled up right here. Hold on.
I got the receipts. Yes.
Yeah, it, I mean, but if somebody had like Nanami shit or fucking
share your screen real quick, Co.
Like, I will never like stop anybody from getting their bag. The problem is when they start copying my bag, like copying my design.
Oh, it's my bag,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like literally copying what I'm doing and then just slapping their name on it. Because a lot of my designs can take at least like per design can take
it might take 6 weeks.
Like sometimes 2 days. I have a lot of time on my hands.
Remember, she's
I have I have a lot of time on my hands.
Right. But that's time that you're giving.
Yeah, I'll just be drawing and stuff and putting these designs up. But
that's 48 consistent hours.
Like of your time.
Yeah, and that's one design. If I'm dropping four designs and you're copying every single one of them, I'm gonna be upset.
Yeah, as you should.
Why not? You should.
But then you run into the issue of like, how upset can I be? Right.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I come from a different, like I was doing like music and shit during the remix era. Right.
Yeah.
And I would like, you know, when I was making music, huh?
You would just hop on
it. Right. I would just hop on the beat and just start going. Right.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I'm doing it in my way. Why are you so mad?
Right. Jay-Z?
You know, we do have a, you do have a Jay-Z copyright.
I do have a Jay-Z copyright.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
He came and got my Otis remix.
Hey, look,
he came and took my shit away.
That roll of quarters up your asshole line is just
That wasn't my line. That was what your name's line. But anyway, and it was just like, okay, I guess like that's just the industry. You can't get mad at that type of shit. But some people are thinking in like such a microcosm of like we're both Black anime creators. How could you steal from me? But it's also just like how this
business and how like
original. Yeah,
I do know like. Technically, you can't copyright a fashion piece, if I'm correct, because the same fashion comes up every couple of years and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Designs come up every couple of years. But I think it's more of just the respect that people are asking
right. for. Right. But that's cultural.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily legal. But there's a difference between legal and cultural.
Public opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like right.
Whoever wins out in the argument, whoever comes out the most like
right, because we can all tell you you're a piece of shit and we hate you.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
But it's also like I'm legally allowed to continue doing what I'm doing. And what and good that's is like
if they're okay with how their community might feel towards them or any other community, like they have to deal with that.
There's a lot of motherfuckers that have to come to task about what they say, things that they like talk
let
about,
the market decide making. What they're gonna do.
Yeah, like I'm a big believer in like karma will come back at you, so like if that's what they want to do,
then
let it do it dirty like that.
My ancestors is gonna get your ass.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Spirits right. of the
and we gotta keep that under wraps because you know you gotta remember we're not. Yeah,
I can't wait till the drinking gore falls out the sky and knocks you out.
Get the fuck out, boy. But yeah, all right. I think I've asked everything I needed to ask. Yeah, I think
I was gonna say I don't think I have a whole lot else. I was gonna ask you if there was anything awesome that you wanted to like besides all the freaking fantastic exclusive that
that's right. Y'all pull up the fucking all the websites.
Get these figurines, Get these figurines.
Yeah, when are they dropping?
So those will probably be, I would say, around October at least, because I want to get them out before Christmas. I want to make sure that they're out before Christmas because I know people are gonna be buying stuff for Christmas. I don't want to deal with Christmas shopping, but you can expect something to drop around Christmas, like November, December-ish time, because I might have like some stocking stuffer type stuff.
We like a loose deadline queen.
Yeah.
Shout out to the loose deadlines. Fuck y'all.
I told myself like last year, because I released around November, I was just like, never again. I'm never messing with holiday shopping again.
I'm about to say, you really want to do like, it's like, hey, the Drake time frame. This one, like, he's consistent, man. Like he drops in November and he don't care. Like he's trying to get these holiday books.
While you can.
Considering that you don't mass produce and it's all you, I completely understand.
But in the meantime, y'all motherfuckers can go check out the TikTok. It's Rhea Parker at TikTok.com. Goddamn, Kimotoki.com. Get you some of this good anime inspired lingerie.
And don't get me wrong, we live in the future. So next year, don't forget to check out YouTube.
That's right. Put some goddamn respect on the name.
Don't strike her. Because I just real quick, I had a whole aside about like
the YouTube. Did have a whole aside.
I was like, but it's okay. We'll get that later, maybe one day.
Right.
All right. But yo, this has been the Well-Spoken Token. You know my brother. Say bye to the folks, bro.
Yeah. Y'all have a great one.
All right, cool. And we also had the fantastic, wonderful Miss Rhea. Can you say bye to the people, please?
Yeah, bye. And thank you guys so much for having me here. I had fun.
We love to hear that.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Yo, as always, I love each and every last one of you guys. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Be easy. Be blessed. It's the Well-Spoken Token. And I'm out.